The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products and makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. When we begin to see that every decision we make not only impacts our lives today, but also has eternal significance, it becomes clear that personal finance is more than money. Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Mark Manila. Please join us as we explore personal finance from a biblical perspective.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Mark Manila, your host.
And joining him is Daniel, the producer.
Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, it's good to be here.
It is good to be here. And you know, there's always something on the news that gets your blood pressure up or can get your blood pressure up. And I guess you, like everybody else and like most of our listeners, probably have seen the news and the videos of Planned Parenthood.
Right. Yes,
I have. Selling baby parts, talking about how they could kill the baby in different ways, crush the head instead of the torso so that they don't ruin the organs so that they can get more for them and things like that.
And they refer to them as specimens.
Specimens and fetuses. And
yeah.
They're, of course, we all know they're live. We all know that they're sucking their thumb at nine weeks. We all know that when doctors go in and probe for blood samples, that the baby recoils away from the needles so they can feel pain in those within 3 months, you know, in the first 3 months. So we know all that. And most of the world does now, too, because of research, because of technology. We know that. But it just is so disgusting and it's so heartbreaking, you know. And almost everybody I talk to, even a lot of my associates or associations that are pro-life or pro-choice are saying, yeah, this is beyond the pale. This is just way too out of it.
I broke down in prayer just, you know, saying, God, forgive me for my tax dollars inadvertently going towards the murdering of these babies.
Yeah, the tax dollars. And that's a big thing. That's a real big thing is people are really upset that they work real hard. They believe in life and celebrate life and the sanctity of life, and then they pay their taxes because God says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So they want to honor God by paying their taxes, and then the government takes that money and gives $500 million of it to these murderous people in Planned Parenthood who hide behind the shield of women's rights and women's health care. You know, and it's so disgusting. And there's so many people. I bet right now, if we could ask for people to raise hands, there'd be thousands and thousands of people raising their hands right now that are listening to the show that say, I'm disgusted with that. And I don't want my tax dollars going there.
Right.
You know, I have no choice in it. They just take it and do it. And that's disgusting. Well, what if you did have a choice? What if you could stop the government from taking your tax dollars and using it like that? Would you?
Well, I think if anybody figured out how to keep the government from taking their tax dollars, you know, they would have already figured it out by now.
Or just taking them from using it that way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Most people who are listening to the show would say, absolutely, Mark, show me a way. I want to do that right now.
I want to do that right now.
Yeah, so would I, you know. Well, sometimes you can't do everything you want. But what if you could, you know, and here's some thoughts that I had. But first, it's time to shine the light on Wall Street with the hope of helping you, our listener, make informed decisions in your pursuit of honoring God with your investment choices. But beware, you may be shocked by what's revealed.
Do you know what's hiding in your portfolio?
So, Doug, what do you have for us this week?
Today, we're going to be investigating St. Louis-based companies. Whether you live in the Lou or not, pay attention to these companies who have been screened for immoral corporate activity. The St. Louis companies today that were screened were Brown Shoe Company, Energizer, Express Scripts, LaBarge, Build-A-Bear Workshop, and Union Electric Company. So which of these St. Louis companies were found to have violations? None. All of these companies came back clean with no known violations. And remember, when we say violations, we're talking about companies which evaluator is found to be involved in corporate activity that would be offensive to Christians and biblical values. Now that you know none of these companies screened were found to have violations, our listeners can feel confident in purchasing and investing in the products generated by these companies. And remember, we don't make the investments, we just report them. If you'd like to see a list of these companies, log on to the More Than Money Facebook page at facebook.com/morethanmoneyministries And don't forget to click the like button to stay up to date with upcoming shows. My name is Doug from Evaluator, home of Screen It, Clean It. Tune in again next time as we shine the light on Wall Street.
You know, if any of our listeners are reviewing their portfolios and find any of these stocks, these companies in it, and are trying to decide whether to invest in them or not, I really want you to understand that you shouldn't make any investment decision without discussing it with a financial professional. Awesome. You know, and sad at the same time.
Right.
You know,
rain or shine, you know, Doug brings us the news that we need to know.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to hopefully bring a little bit more of shining the light on Wall Street here at the end of this conversation.
An impromptu shine the light, huh?
Yeah, from right here from the studios.
Yep.
You know, because it's very important where this is going. We were talking about the government taking our hard-earned money away from Christians and then giving it to Planned Parenthood to kill babies.
Right.
You know, and that's just disgusting. And how, what if, just play just for a moment, what if it was possible to stop the government from doing that, as there are some congressmen trying to do, to defund Planned Parenthood and things like that. But what if you, as a taxpayer, could stop it, them from taking your money and giving it to that particular organization? Would you do it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, now, stay with me for a second here.
Okay.
What if, and let's just, instead of calling it Uncle Sam, let's just call it the United States Corporation. Okay.
Right.
And the United States Corporation, you don't have to invest in, but you can. And you invest in it, and then they take your profits from the company that should have come to you in dividends,
right,
and give it to Planned Parenthood. You have the power to stop that from happening.
Right.
You can sell your ownership in that company and go somewhere else. And the more people that sell their ownership in that company, the more they devalue that company. And actually, what happens is that company has less power to borrow, less power to do what they want to do to raise funds, because nobody wants their stock. They can't issue more stock. They can't do things because nobody wants it, because they're selling it. So what ends up happening is they have to stop giving the profits that should go to the stockholders to Planned Parenthood and start giving it back to the stockholders. So what am I saying? This U.S. company, well, it's any company in the U.S. that is given profits or donating money to Planned Parenthood. And there are very, very many of them that do that. You as an investor can find out if you own one of those companies and thereby are helping or contributing to Planned Parenthood with your profits that the CEO and the board of directors are taking and sending to Planned Parenthood instead of sending to you. And then you can make a decision, unlike your taxes at this time.
Right.
This is one place you can actually do that. You can make a decision to get out of that company and not participate with them in their donations to abortion. Now, there's somebody listening saying, I don't get it, or I get it, but I don't want to hear about this. Well, and I don't own anything like that. I just own mutual funds. Well, if you own mutual funds, you own 10, 20, 40, 50, hundreds of different corporations. You can find out if any of those mutual funds have those corporations that are given to Planned Parenthood in them. And you can do that very easily by either just calling the office, 314-212-1404, and we'll screen your portfolio for free. Now, listen, this is so very important. I thought about this a lot. All the people I talked to were so upset about their tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood that are in, and at the same time are invested in companies, own companies, are participating in companies that are giving money to Planned Parenthood, have the ability to help defund those companies so they don't have the ability to give to Planned Parenthood by selling out of their investments in those such companies and moving into companies that honor God by not giving to Planned Parenthood. You, as a listener, if you have an investment, an IRA, a 401k, an individual investment account, a 403b, a variable annuity, you have most likely, there's a 70% chance that's a number I just made up, but I made it up based on approximately 70% of the people who came into my office have had violations in their portfolios. Okay. So based on that, there's a good chance you are investing, participating, owning a company, and therefore participating with that company in donations to Planned Parenthood. And you have the power to change that. Here is something you can do. Instead of just saying, I wish my tax dollars wouldn't go there. How about, I wish my investments dollars wouldn't go there or I wouldn't participate. Well, you can do something about that. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because doesn't it feel good when you know you can do something and you actually do it instead of just kicking and screaming that the government's taking your money or and not having the power to do anything? Here is something you can do as an investor. If you have investments, you need to find out. And it doesn't cost you anything, and you're not going to be sold anything, and you're not going to be pushed. We're happy to help you to do this for free, because we want to honor God by helping you to honor God in your investments. And with that said, I'd like to share with you something that an organization, that Shine the Light, the people we use in Shine the Light Evaluator Services, have shown us about corporations that are funding Planned Parenthood. And what I'd like to do is read to you from the site what they're saying about it. Now, this is the evaluator.com. You can go out there and read this, or you could go out to More Than Money Facebook page.
Yep.
We'll post it out there.
Facebook.com/More Than Money Ministry.
And this is not a full list. This is just a big list of this. But listen to this. Evaluator is now offering this list of 77 companies that have given corporate donations or sponsored events for Planned Parenthood within the past 5 years. A few things to note about this list. None of the companies are listed due to matching charitable contributions. They all represent intentional corporate donation or sponsoring events within the past 5 years. Additionally, this list comes from Evaluator's proprietary database, which has been developed over the past 20 years to get a clear picture of how companies employ their corporate assets. And for those of you who might not know, Evaluator is a tool designed to help consumers and financial advisors use their dollars in ways that honor God. They say their hope is not only to defund Planned Parenthood, but to remove all funding associated with abortion, fetal tissue research, abortifacients, and all endeavors that seek to destroy human life. And then they got a little breakout box on this that says, what is in your portfolio? It could be one or more of these companies. You may own companies either directly or through an investment vehicle like a mutual fund. And then they give a list of companies that directly give to Planned Parenthood out of profits that should have gone to as dividends to owners or because of the board of directors or through sponsorship of events. And I'm just going to read. And it's alphabetical, and there's 77 of them. And I'm just going to throw out some that might just break your heart to hear about. How about Chevron or Bank of America or Anheuser-Busch?
Coca-Cola.
Or The Gap, Inc.
eBay.
Home Depot, Inc. And that's the one that really bothers me. I don't go to Home Depot anymore. Not only do if you screen this, and you screen Home Depot, you won't go there anymore.
Right.
You'll go to the competitor, you know, which I'm happy to say is clean. KPMG, JP Morgan, Johnson & Johnson. That one just tears me up. And they contribute directly to Planned Parenthood. And they stopped for a while when they were called out on it before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Johnson & Johnson. What's their main products?
For babies.
And what gets killed in an abortion?
A baby.
So not only are they giving money to an organization that kills babies, but they're giving to an organization that kills their clients.
Right.
How stupid.
It's a conflict of interest, but you know, they just don't get it.
I would not want to own that company. If you'd like the full list of this, and like I said, this 77 companies is only a partial list. If you would like to find out what's in your portfolio, I am honored and willing to screen it for free for you at my office. All you have to do is call the office at 314-212-1404 and say, hey, I'd like that free screening. And believe me, you'll be respected and honored. We never do pressure sales. We'll show you what's in your portfolio. If you want help rearranging it, fine. If you don't, that's okay too. We're just glad that you care enough and love God enough to want to honor him with what you're doing with your investments.
And just a couple more. There's Office Depot and Starbucks.
Starbucks, yeah.
Time Warner.
By the way, Starbucks, that's a really hard one for a lot of people,
right?
You know, but there's also other offenses with Starbucks, which we won't talk about today. We talked about them before at one time, but their competitor, their largest competitor, which started here in St. Louis, the St. Louis Bread Company, Breadco, they're clean.
Yeah.
So you can go to them instead of Starbucks. Maybe you won't be seen as cool because you're not contributing to Planned Parenthood or are promoting alternative lifestyles or doing something like that by supporting this Starbucks. But then you could get a great mocha anyway and enjoy knowing that you honor God by not one, owning the company in stock, and two, by not supporting them by spending your money elsewhere.
And the last two I want to mention, one of which might blow some people away too, with the same way with the Johnson & Johnson, is the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah, I know. That's so sad.
And then
the
last one that might bug some people, I mean, it's going to bug everybody, but Whole Foods Market. You know, a lot of people like to shop there, but, you know, now you know that they're helping to fund Planned Parenthood in one way or another with their corporate cash, you can't unknow it.
It's sad. But here's the deal. Of course, we got to throw in this disclaimer. I don't want anybody to go out and panic and do anything stupid with their portfolio. You should always consult a financial advisor, an investment professional. And I'm using that term, financial investment professional, kind of loosely, because a lot of people I've known over the years who did get their license, I wouldn't call them professional. They're more salesmen than they were money managers. But you should seek out professional help. And then ask them, do they screen portfolios for biblical, responsible morals? And if they say no, or yeah, kind of, we have some products we can put you in, move on to somebody who really can do it, somebody who's dedicated, somebody who really cares. And then remember, just don't go into anything else. Use your brain that God gave you and find an investment advisor who has a brain and uses all three analytics when they do your investments.
The technicals, the fundamentals and the biblicals.
If they don't do all three, they're lacking somewhere if you're a believer. Because technicals and fundamentals help you figure out what to invest in and when to get out. And the biblical help you to screen it all for biblical morals and ethics. So that all three of them together help you to invest for the here and now, so you can reach those goals of retirement or sending your kids to school or just getting through life, and then do so without compromising your eternal beliefs and desires. And I know I was a little strong and a little harsh on this, but you know what? Way too often, we don't have the power to do anything about it. Yes, we can pray, and we know God's got a plan, and it's a perfect plan, but way too often, we feel hopeless. We feel like, oh, the government's taking our money and doing all these ugly things with it, and I got to pay it because God says I got to pay. And you go around in circles, and your brain hurts, and it's going to explode someday because it's just trying to honor God and trying to do all this. Well, here's something you can do. You can have you do have control over your investments, whether you know it or not. You can invest without compromising Christian values. You can invest without funding Planned Parenthood or promoting immoral lifestyles or promoting addictive lifestyles or gambling or tobacco or anti-family lifestyles. You can do that. You have the power. God has given that to you. Not only has he given you the power to do that, but he has given you the knowledge now that you can do that. Now all you need is the will and the desire to do something more than just turn your head and ignore what you now know to be true, that there's a good chance you too are helping fund Planned Parenthood through the way you invest.
And you know, somebody out there might be turning their head or turning their ear, but you know what? They've heard it now, and it's going to burn in their hearts, and they're going to, it's going to motivate them.
Well, it's between them and God. I don't want it to be a guilt thing. I want it to be a glorious thing. I want our listeners out there to go, praise God, I can do something. I want to honor God. Here, I can invest as an act of worship. I can go and say, you know what? I do need money to take care of my parents or to take care of my children or to send them to school or to help me so that I can go into ministry down the road. I do need to invest, so I need real world returns here and now. I can do that and still honor God by doing that. I can get both if I just use all three analytics or find somebody who does to help me invest without compromising Christian values or returns or taking too much risk. You know, here's a new definition of risk. Uh-huh. What's the risk possibility that you're invested in a company that is using their profits to promote abortion?
Hmm.
To donate money to Planned Parenthood. Is that a risk for a Christian? Maybe, maybe not. But most Christians say, yeah, that's a risk I want to avoid. You know, add that to your risk criteria so that you too can now, see, I don't want it to be a guilt thing. I don't want it to be a heavy thing. What I want it to be is, praise God, I can invest to the glory of God. He gave me the abundance above and beyond my needs, so I can use that not only to invest for the future of my children or to help others or to go into ministry or to help other ministries or whatever those goals may be, but I can do so in a fashion that does not compromise God's morals and ethics.
And I don't think it has to be a guilt thing. I think it's an awesome thing, isn't it? It's an attention getter.
Attention getter?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, once people have the information, you know, it's going to get mm-hmm. their attention down the line as they start thinking about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I know the other side of that, though, is, oh, that's all I needed. It was one more thing to think about. My plate's full. I got the kids. I got to get them to school, to soccer. I got to work. I got to do this, I got to do that. My day's so busy in the politics, and then I got to vote, and then I got to stay up on that. And now you want me to look at my portfolios? Well, that's why we provide the service. Thanks. We take that off your back.
Right.
And it doesn't cost you a penny. Just give us a call. 314-212-1404. Integrity Investors, an investment advisory service that was founded specifically to help Christians invest without compromising their Christian values. How simple could it be?
That is a mission statement right there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You know, I was asked the other day, and this is kind of short on it, but it was really neat. Somebody asked me in a social event, you know, what do I do? And you know, they didn't know what I did. They knew I was in the financial arena. They knew mm-hmm. I was in the investment arena. And what came out just stopped me. Have you ever had that where you say something, you go, whoa, that's cool. Write that down. You know? And I said, I help Christians invest God's money in a fashion that glorifies Him.
Mm.
Every one of our listeners can do the same. They can invest God's money in a fashion that glorifies Him without compromising the temporal needs and wants of returns and without compromising biblical values.
Honoring God with your investment choices.
There you go. Isn't that cool? You can do that. You can do that. And there's no reason not to. And I want to encourage you, don't turn this off going, gosh, I wish I hadn't heard that today. Just take it before the Lord and say, Lord, in my IRA, in my 401k, in my little investment account I have, how do I honor you with this? I know you want me to care for others, and I know you want me to do things like that, but can I honor you within this? Help me to desire to glorify you with everything in my life, including the investments you've given me. If you pray that, I guarantee you, you'll have a little bit more peace, because you'll know, like so many of our listeners know, that life is
so much more
than money.
For information about this show or to speak with Mark personally about your finances, call Mark Manila at 314-212-1404. That's 314-212-1404. The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products. It makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns.